there's one point where I think it was one of the old ladies tells him, "You have to listen to me. I'm telling you something important." And he obviously didn't listen, and he eventually found out the hard way. But the way he did that was magical and fantastic and sort of on the other side of what I'm used to reading, certainly, and believing. But he faced his fear. He got up and sang, and you know, he saved lives and he changed worlds. And he saved his girlfriend, and he saved his brother, and he saved himself by standing up and facing, you know, this sense of ridiculousness that got him every time he went up to sing.
Yeah, and it's wonderful, really, how Neil Gaiman, the writer, is able to meld reality and fantasy so effectively. I think that's really, I think it must be incredibly hard to do from a writing perspective, but didn't you find yourself just going from one to the other without really questioning?
Yeah, it was, in fact, I admired it from, I like to write as well, so I thought, well, how did he decide to do that? But, you know, transportation, right? From one world to another, you just take my hand. I thought, oh, that's easy. Take my hand and I'll take you through to this world of bird women and dragons and tigers. Take my hand and we'll go fly off to an island. And, you know, sort of, Scotty, beam me up. You don't need all that technology. You just grab someone's hand if you happen to be a demigod.
Right. He just seems like such a person who values humanity, who values what is human about human beings, their foibles and their lovely parts too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he's very tender about Charlie. I looked it up because somewhere on a blog or something, he said there's a point in the book where he becomes Charlie, and I did look it up, and it was right in the middle of his coming of age. And he does. He stops being Fat Charlie. He becomes Charlie. And the only way you can do that, and I think the only way you can do this sort of mixture and shaking up of race and leaving it out entirely, he never says this is a black woman, this is a white man. But you can only do that when you feel a gentleness towards human beings in all their failings and all their frailties, and can say, well, yeah, this loser, I'm sorry, folks, he's actually a god.